Alleluia, 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 alleluia. I'm sorry, brothers and sisters, I had to get that out of my system. One of the things that every year as we go through Lent and all of the things that we give up, I kind of go a little bit stir crazy, you know, and it's amazing how sometimes we can get used to, you know, certain things being there all the time, hearing the same phrases, the same words, praying in exactly the same way. You know, and sometimes when those disappear, it gets a little disconcerting. It can be a little different. And brothers and sisters, you know, with all of the things that are going on right now, there's one thing that, you know, we can definitely say, that there is no pandemic that can destroy Easter. There is nothing out there that can destroy the love that God has for us, and hopefully the joy that we have in our heart that he was willing to give his only begotten son for us. You know, when you think about it, brothers and sisters, this is a little bit of a different Easter. But do you realize that through all of the readings that we just experienced, many, many years passed. In between each and every one of those experiences, one of those readings, the people who wrote them, the people who lived them, worshiped in a little bit different way. Things are always changing, brothers and sisters. It's just at times things look a little different. Right now, think of all the times, you know, throughout history. Brothers and sisters, even though we're separated, people at Easter time have been coming together through wars, through plagues, through difficulties that we can't imagine. You know, sometimes for those of us who are fortunate enough to have, you know, a church that we belong to, one that's open for us every day, it's such a wonderful blessing. But I think this year we get to give thanks and to enter into a real sense of sharing and a real sense of belonging with our brothers and sisters who to this day in this world sometimes don't have the opportunity to come together and to worship the way that we do. It's simply not possible for everyone everywhere. And while this is different, the glory of what's going on, the reason that I began with all of those alleluias is that, brothers and sisters, even though we may be separated physically, you know, our love of God is still there. And most importantly, his love of us is still there. And I don't know if you noticed it or not, but that love is still getting to you even in ways that might not seem like it. Do you realize that all of the readings that we did today, all of the singing that you heard, most of that was done by individuals in different places or coming in over the past few weeks and coming in and recording those particular readings and doing those things, you know, right here so that we could be together. Sometimes the way we worship might look a little different, but brothers and sisters, we're still worshiping. And brothers and sisters, God still loves us so much that he was willing to come back from the dead to show that to us. He was willing to endure all those things that we've been thinking, that we've been reading about up until this day. To all of my brothers and sisters out there who were hoping this year to enter the church on this night, please know our prayers are with you. You are with us in our hearts. For all of those people who were completing their sacraments, this is only a temporary thing. You know, the love of God is always there for us. And when, you know, all of this is over, and when we get a chance to come together and to celebrate once again just how wonderful our faith is and the amount of God that has love for us, think about what that's going to be like, brothers and sisters. We may be separated now, but our celebration is just starting. You know, and as we go through, remember that we are now in Easter. Brothers and sisters, this is the day that is so great that God made it last for 8. We are outside of regular time right now. This one night that begins right now for the church begins now what we would call, you know, on this evening, and then 8 days from now ends. But in the eyes of the church, we're celebrating the entire time. It's one day in the world of God. So brothers and sisters, let's enter into that. Let's be a part of it. It might be difficult for us this year, but you know what? When it comes down to the coronavirus versus Jesus throwdown, Jesus will win every time. God will always be there for us. He will always express his love for us, and we can never be separated from him.